What's up, y'all? Good morning. It's Tamara here with the Castle Hill crew and University Issues here. And we got some special guests today. I want to introduce them. Go ahead. Oh, I got to keep going. Oh, and we gonna have some topics today. We're going to talk and we're going to chit-chat. We're going to have a ball. Thank you. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? My name is Marcus from Castle Hill Kids Bay.
Hello, my name is Mr. Ish. I'm from Kudea Clubhouse.
My name is Greg from Castle Hill Clubhouse.
Yay, and we got the crew
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. What's going on?
I'm so excited.
Tammy hosting. The first time we got a woman host here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Period.
This might be interested.com.
One of many.
Put more women on mics.
That's what I'm talking about. It could be dangerous, though.
So how
it
you
could
feeling
be dangerous giving them that voice. Especially with microphones and recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have an opinion.
You have an opinion? Let us know.
If you know Tamarin.
Yeah, she do.
She's insightful.
Very.
What's today's podcast about? What are we chatting about today?
I don't know. I'm here with a bunch of men, so I'm going to let y'all lead the way today.
About time we get some leadership.
Oh, she giving us the lead.
I'll take it easy on y'all today. I appreciate it for now.
Long time coming.
All right, I don't. Who wants to get this on?
I'll get it started.
All right, what you got?
This is Greg. Would you rather? This is the game.
Yeah.
So, have your face printed on money or own your own small town name in your honor?
Ooh,
I think small town.
Money.
I take small town because I think it is something that could carry on generational. Like my kids go see the town.
And mm-hmm.
It could be, oh, look, that was daddy's bank. And that's daddy's, you know, I'm thinking about a western town. I'm thinking about old school. That's daddy's garage. And that's daddy's this. Or, you know, his own, you know, gas station or whatever. And I think that, because I think with a small town, it also takes, it's a little harder for them to, like, take your name off.
Yeah.
Unless your name is Trump. They could take your name off of anything.
Yeah.
If it's Trump, that town is done. Mm. But anybody else, like, if it's called, you know, whatever, Ishtown, I think it's gonna be hard to take the name off.
I'm gonna go with the money. I need to see my face on 100. If my face is on 100.
Yeah,
that
doesn't mean you're rich. That don't mean you got nothing.
That is facts.
You just be like, damn, I wish I had the 100 with my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In 5 years, that's not gonna mean nothing.
Nah, because I was thinking of it from the aspect like, so you have your own town. Obviously, like if you have your own town, you're kind of wealthy in some type of way. And I was thinking, like the equivalent with the money being, like my face being on the money would be like equivalent in like wealth.
It could be you just handsome. Ways. It could be you handsome dude.
Yeah.
And they just won't put your face on it.
Yeah, I'm picking a town. I'm not going to lie. Either I'm rich or they're poor. Either way, I'm getting it.
Yeah. That's true, too.
And I don't, after a while, that money is really not going to mean nothing. Like to you is going to mean something. But to anyone else outside of wherever you're going. What is that doing for anybody?
Money don't mean nothing now. We have credit cards and we're scamming everything. These kids don't even know who's on the president.
I mean,
what president's on a $100 bill anymore?
Nope.
They don't even know. Let me get your credit card. Mm. Let me get your Apple Pay. Let me get your this. They don't know. They don't know nothing about money.
Yeah, I'm trying to build up the town.
When we went to
me and Tam. Tam Town.
You remember the the Nets game that we went to? And then I didn't realize that Barclays is a cashless building. Like, they don't have cash at all.
Some places, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Remember before, you walk in with wads of cash, cash was everything.
Yeah.
You try to buy a car now, you'd be like, yo, let me get your credit card. You'd be like, I'm coming with cash. They're like, no, we ain't trying to carry $10,000. We're trying to get your credit card, puppy. They don't even want to deal with that.
But for me, I would like my own town. The town of Jackson sounds great. I actually want to own my own farm in the near future, so Jackson Farms, town of Jackson, talk to me nice.
Okay. I guess we got three towns and one with money. But believe me, if we had a conversation with him, we'll convince him he'll have his own town.
Yeah.
He was almost there.
Money in my town.
He felt like he picked the wrong one. You already saw his face. He was like,
I picked
the wrong
that.
One. I gambled and you lost that one.
We'll make your money useful for a little bit.
In our town, we use your money. It'll be like a yen. It'll be like 10,000 of your dollars for $1.
For what? Just for what?
Yeah, for $1. What you got?
Yeah, but I'll go. All right. So, would you rather your fingers always be your fingers always feel sticky or your throat always feel itchy?
Oh,
That's two bad things. I hate my hands being sticky and I like every second type.
I would wear gloves all the time. I'm sorry, I can't deal with no itchy throat.
I can't do itchy throat because like right now we're doing a podcast. For those that don't even know me, I go through like 2 packs of holes a day. Just to keep my voice like soothed, because I got to do this for 5 hours. Yeah. I got to talk all the time, so I can't be like, "Hey, my voice." I can't do none of that. So if I can't talk, I don't get paid. So I go through cough drops. So for me to have my voice or my throat itching, that's hard. Sticky fingers. I mean, it'll be good if you're a football player, right? I could make it work. You know what I'm saying? I could make it work. A wide receiver. I'll be like, "Ting."
Constantly, all the time, though. But I would deal with that over a sore throat. I mean, a itchy throat. I like talking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Even if you go wash, you come out the shower, your hands are still...
Yeah. Sticking to the towel and everything.
I'm wearing gloves all the time. They call me... What's that girl from the X-Men?
I know you're talking about the comedian one. About,
I forgot her name. With the hands?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, call me Ho.
I forgot. I just forgot her name.
What you pick, Greggy?
What's it called?
Sticky fingers or itchy throat?
I'd rather have sticky fingers. I don't like the feel of just anything being on my hands. I don't like the way some hand sanitizers feel. Even in football, when I'm playing football, like I wear gloves anyway though, but at the same time, like you take your gloves off sometimes, it's sticky, but I'm good. It's just that feeling, but itchy throat is terrible. It's terrible, but I just take the sticky hands. I'll just have them. Just give me sticky hands. That's it.
So we all agree. We all got the same one. Everyone went along. Sticky hands. Sticky hands is the way to do it. Let me see what I got. Would you rather be able to erase people's memory or predict their future? Ooh, it's a tough one. Erase their memory or predict their future?
Who's going first?
You want to take that one?
Terry, go first.
Call me Man in Black. I mean, erasing your memory.
I think erasing your memory is key. Sometimes I try to do that to my wife. I try to erase her memory, but she got a good memory.
Erase the memory, or like, I would say erase memory. Like, can I get a little deep on this? My last relationship, I think that when I said something, it was like, it was taken.
Misunderstood.
It was just taken so differently. It's just like everything I did, like, you have to understand me in order to, you know, to know me. Like, I don't come with, like, a malicious intent, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come off aggressive a lot. But I just think that they was just, like, taking everything and just... And just leaving it there, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, but you did this, but we just had a conversation about leaving things in the past and talking about it. That's why we talk about things to come to an agreement. You know what I'm saying? Not to disagree. Like, so I just think that everything was like, once you said something, it stayed there, no matter what you talked about, and no matter how much I loved you, no matter how much makeup, you know, grown up stuff you do, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. And that's why I had to step away, because of that. Because we're not going to keep doing that every time. Because when we get married, we can be like, oh, remember that time when I first met you? Nah, we're not doing that. So, thank you.
But also with that, it's like, sometimes, like, a lot of people, like, they hear what you say, but the way you say it, it overtakes the actual message.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, just people just don't get it.
I'm going to tell Cam about this one.
That's a word.
I think that... All right, girlfriend. I think also that the more time they get to think about it, they generate their own conversation in their head. Yeah. So, like, if I was to say, oh, it's not that, you know, that I don't like to do this, but my ex did this. And then all of a sudden, they hold that down for, like, 5 years. And then they bring it up one time. Remember when you said your ex did? I'm like, but that was in a conversation 5 years ago. Like, you know, we married. We got kids. You know? So I think that holding that memory sometimes is what hurts a lot of relationships. I'm quick with it. Like, if you did something to me, we talked about it. 5 minutes later, good. We're gonna go out to dinner. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. Yeah. I don't have time to hold a long grudge and all that stuff, because we're not promised tomorrow. Like, people say it, but I don't think people think it. Like, I try to make sure I put my daughters to sleep every day. I try to make sure I tell them I love them every day. I try to do all those little things, because dad didn't say this to me. You never know when something's gonna happen. I like to live my life in that way. But you know. Even my wife don't. My wife don't listen to me anyhow. So she on her own. She on her own trail. She's still talking about stuff that happened, you know, when we was 20, and we've been married what, 21 years now? Yeah, my anniversary just passed. She didn't say even say it. She didn't even say happy anniversary to me. So you know where we going.
Yeah. But I'm gonna go against y'all. I'm gonna say predict the future. Cause like a lot. But back to the point, like we was talking about, like about messages and stuff, and like people not getting it. So like that kind of ruins relationships. I feel like that happens like organically. So regardless, something's gonna happen between, like, if something happens, it's kind of like.
But how could predict the future help anybody?
Yeah, I was. Wait,
I'm besides the obvious, I hit the lotto because I could predict the future. But besides that, yeah. Like how is that helpful?
I mean, I would say like future mistakes. Like if it depending on how drastic they are.
Yeah, but that's how we grow as humans. Yeah. Mistakes are how we grow.
Are you predicting their future?
Or your future?
Or your future?
Is it? Oh wait,
is it their future?
Wait, is it? Is the question their future or my future?
No, is it, I was it's, gonna say. It's, I'm be saying able that for me. To erase people's memory or predict their future.
Oh, okay, all right. So never mind. Yeah, nah, never mind. I'll switch. I'm switching my answer. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think we're going back. I'm going back on y'all.
Same card.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. You got one or you don't have one?
I wanted to do the one that Greg said earlier. The beeping if you were lying. Ooh. Or beeping if you found somebody attractive. Well, okay. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Would you rather wear a monitor that beeps when you're lying or beeps when you're attracted to someone?
Yeah, do that one.
How do you feel about that? And give me a breakdown for real. I want a real breakdown of that one.
Yeah, it would have to be when I find somebody attractive, because I lie like just to not hurt people's feelings sometimes, or just I be lying in front of the kids just so they can leave me alone. So like if that's beeping while I'm trying to lie to a kid, that's gonna blow mine, and that's gonna make me more upset than if a man or a woman said like they found out I found them attractive. Like okay, what you gonna do about that? But if I just told this kid that we're gonna make cloud dough on Friday and it's about to be next week Friday and we still ain't make it and it's beeping behind me, they're gonna call me a liar and that's gonna hurt my heart more.
What kind of they wouldn't really know what it's beeping for unless it's saying attracted or something.
No, so I mean, let's assume
that's what I was thinking.
That they know.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's assume everyone knows what it's for.
Yeah, okay. that's what it does for everyone.
Yeah, we got to put ourselves in everybody in the predicament.
I can't.
Like, if I'd be like, oh, Tammy, I like your hat, and I really think it's trash, and then they go,
boop, boop,
boop,
boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. I'd be like, what?
I can't believe you. I'm a bouncer, so that thing will be beeping all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know, I can't. I mean, like, literally, you try to help yourself, but it's like sometimes it'd be like I know how to kind of, like, zone out, but, like, sometimes you just be like, yo, I done did all the concerts from Rolling Loud to Meek Mill to BET, and just Black Girls Rock, forget about it. The baddie would have died.
I don't care.
Beep, beep, beep. I'm attracted to everybody.
That's the least of your problems.
I find something attractive. That doesn't mean that you have to carry it on.
Exactly.
Like, I can feel that Tammy's attractive, but I'm married, so I'm attracted. She's a beautiful woman. But that doesn't mean that anything has to carry for that. But now that she knows, she may throw me a little something back. Maybe like,
Maybe she stopped beeping, and then
we can't even talk to each other because we just be beeping.
And even if you see it, and it's just like, okay, that's up to you and the other person if they want to say something. I'm not saying I want to marry you. I just said I think you're attractive. Like I seen you from afar, and it's just like, okay, beep, beep, beep. That's on you. If you don't find me attractive, keep it pushing.
But is it? It could be the depth of the attraction or the depth of the lie, maybe.
Or you don't know. It could have been five people in front of you. You don't know who I'm beeping for.
Now, we already do it. If you go into these dating apps, you go swipe left, swipe right. It's just beeping. That's all you're doing. You're like, beeping right there.
I'm like, she likes me?
I assume everybody likes
me. The message.
You want me to make it louder? Like,
can you hear me? Or should I text you the sound?
Put some bass on that drum.
Also dangerous, because that's why I would rather it be the attractiveness. Because if I don't find you attractive, it's not nothing that's going to be beeping. So if a man come up to me and I hear his beeping, I'm like, But if I was lying, I can't even lie for real because it's beeping.
Oh, so if you first see him, it's like you got to beep, and then it's like as you get closer.
Yeah, and then, what if it dwindles?
Nah, that's crazy.
Then it goes straight to beep. That's crazy.
Like a fire alarm. You know the fire alarm die out? You ever hear a fire alarm die?
It'll be. All right, I'm gonna push a serious one.
Okay.
I think I've answered this one before on the podcast, but would you rather abolish war or find a cure for every type of cancer? I'll go first on this one because I feel some type of way. I would say the cancer, I could go either way, but I'm taking cancer this one, on this one. Just because, you know, like, when you have family members that go through cancer, it's going to wake up. You're going to look at it a little different. So for you guys don't know me too well, but my wife has two forms of cancer. So living with that on a daily basis and having kids and going through radiation and doing all that stuff, it really changes your perspective to cancer. Now, obviously, abolishing all the wars would be great, but that doesn't mean that we still not going to be fighting. People don't like each other on the regular.
You got to fight the war
alone. But at least with the cancer, you could save some young kids. You could save some parents, some mothers, some people to going through I'm telling you, radiation is crazy. Going through radiation and stuff like that, because you're putting poison in someone's body, technically.
Yeah.
And that's not it. So, you know, I would say for me, abolish every type of cancer.
I would say I agree with you too. I feel like cancer is like kind of like a civil war. Like, yeah, you kind of find that at home, and it's like, and it's personal, because like I lost my grandmother. She had pancreatic cancer, and she had pancreatic cancer, dementia, and she died from COVID. You know, before they could start treating her. So I'm on that, and it kind of still affected. You know, and I was gonna choose it anyway, but I guess, like you said, once we find a cure for the cancer or for any illnesses or sicknesses, we can cure that and the kids of the future, so they could prevent war. And then, you know,
that's what I was gonna go with. I was gonna say like once you had that, I feel like that will slowly slow down war, like how it's going, because like we all got something in common that's basically affecting every single one of our families.
Yeah,
and if you get rid of that,
because cancer don't have a race. No. Cancer is there for everybody. Exactly. You'll be Muslim, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Black, whatever it is. Cancer is somewhere in your families. So I think that's a, you know, and you don't like to see people suffer. I mean, wars, you do see people suffer too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it's, like you said, your grandma at home or dad or your mom or your best friend, and you see the suffering on a daily basis, it's really hard not to...
It's hard seeing people with cancer just disappear though. I had a friend named Greg. He's from the Boo side. He passed away recently. He was an athletic trainer and everything. Nobody knew. He just passed. And I also had a female friend. She's from my side of Castle Hill. We supposed to link up and everything. You know, she lives in Colorado. She's gonna come visit one year in October. I remember this. And then, like, she just passed. But her friend cleared up and said she had terminal cancer. Terminal cancer doesn't have no date. You know, it's just going to happen when it happens, you know. So, you know, I wish everybody who has it, you know, cancer-free life too as well. So,
yeah. And I feel like also, like, to that point, like, everybody has something in common. So, like, and I feel like that's something that, like, everybody goes through, mm-hmm. whether it's cancer or any other sickness.
Well,
like,
yeah, any other sickness.
If you find a cure to something, everybody's going to need it.
Yeah.
So... I feel like that would... Like,
I think we could help the world out more with cure cancer. I think it's, you know, well round. If all of a sudden, you know, like people saying now, like in the 80s, there was no cure for AIDS. Now you get AIDS. It's like, all right, bro, you're good. Take this pill one a month but during the epidemic, it was like, you know, that was the biggest thing. And it hit just, you know, us. It hit the Black people, the Brown people. It hit us the most because, you know, the environments that we live in. So, you know, cancer is something that they don't care what environment you live. Rich, poor, is there.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I hate to bring the podcast down, but
it was a tough one.
It was a good topic.
That was a good one.
It was a good topic. Needed to be said.
I got another, I got a more fun one.
Do your thing.
Change the alert a little bit. Let's see what we're going to end this one with.
Let's see. Would you rather, let's do this one. Would you rather have fat arms with skinny legs or vice versa?
You'd rather be Popeye? Big arms and little legs? Or you'd rather have big legs and little arms?
I'm gonna go fat arms, skinny legs. I guess.
You could always take good pictures from the waist up.
Some people don't like wearing shorts anyway, so it's like,
what was that model? That model that he used to model of a dark-skinned guy. I forgot what it was. He's a model polo.
Tyson Beckford.
He was only big from the waist up, and that was basically it. But he was a model.
Yeah.
He made it work.
As long as my butt is fat.
So I think I could do that if I had a choice.
I could wear tiny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
I could wear skinny jeans.
Go back into the Gap.
I don't want to do that no more.
Oh, man. Okay. My pictures will be from the waist up only.
I'm going to be bottom heavy. I'm sorry.
You're going to be bottom heavy?
Yeah, I can't have no big arms.
Oh, you can't even you're gonna like the ladies in TikTok then. They just big bottoms.
Yep.
You can't cook.
I can't even cook that good. What my arms is big for?
or strength. Nah. She's gonna be cooking in one of those big pots in the restaurants, and stirring it up.
No, big arms. That's why my legs are gonna be heavy. I'm gonna be bottom heavy, and you gonna always see me sitting.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. Well, at least we know what time he's gonna be at.
Wow.
I gotta take the easy way out.
Your person better be a chef.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up soon. Everybody say your outros. We're going to get up out of here.
I don't have an outro.
This was fun.
Goodbye, and thank you very much for participating.
Later
thank
from the
you
GOAT.
Guys. Love you for coming.
I'm out, Mom. I'm out.
The GOAT. Love y'all.
Check. I'm out of here with my big arms.
Check. See you next time.
I just did arms yesterday in the gym. I think I'm going to start going to the YMCA.